Saute the onions, grill some chicken. The taste buds ours, our finger licking. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon, the taste buds hours are in your room. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Although Michelle is not in the house today, she's home with the flu. She went to urgent care and she has the flu. Horrible. Everybody's having it. Everybody has it. So in place of Michelle today, it is Patrick.
Hello.
Chef Patrick.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, just lovely. You know, you called me and said, hey, can you help co-host the show? And I said, absolutely. You know, so.
And why don't you let the listeners know who you have with you today?
So I brought with me today my daughter. Okay. Chef Maggie. I call her Chef Maggie, but her name's Maggie. So she's my daughter. She's 9 years old. And she's whipped up some goodies for us that we're going to talk about a little bit later.
Maggie, did you just say 10?
Dad. Oh, she's 10. I'm sorry. She
Dad.
Turned 10. I'm sorry.
Seriously?
I do it all the time.
I'm like, did she say
I said,
that? I think she did.
My oldest daughter
I'm
was 14,
call out.
And I call her 15, and then all of a sudden my father-in-law the other day was looking at me. He's like, she's 14. And I'm like, all right, whatever, you know, so it's close enough, you know, so that's...
I had to call you out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
So she's 10, all right, so...
Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
My granddaughter's 10, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. So
that's double digits, Dad. Seriously?
Yeah, so, but don't worry. I told her not to swear online, so, you know. So, but no, she's going to come in here. You know, I've been... I'm a big proponent about teaching younger kids how to cook. So, you know, we made some stuff for you. So I know you're...
Wait.
You know, you're on your diet and stuff, but at least maybe you can smell
it. I can look and I can smell.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I can do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I do want to let the listeners know that Miss Chef Maggie, 10 years old, is she has her very own pink chef coat with her name on it. Like, it's so cool. I love it. Love it. Love it. She's all dressed for the occasion. I love it. So, so cool. Listeners, you know, don't forget, you can call us anytime, especially with Chef Patrick in the house, 866-823-1077 with your, you know, any kind of cooking question.
Yeah,
any,
absolutely.
You know,
fire it away.
Just chat with us. And, you know, we will be doing a dining adventure a little bit later, brought to you, of course, by the Village Trestle over in Goffstown. And, you know, Michelle's not here and she's usually in charge of the trivia. So, you know what we're going to do? Because I feel like I want to give away some certificates. So if you just give us a call, let us know what you did over New Year's Eve. You know, it's been so, so cold. You know, let me know what you did on New Year's Eve. Just give us a call. Let's do a little chat and we will send you a gift pack. So, again, 866-823-1077. Don't forget, you can pass the word that you can stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPL1077.com, or you can download the TuneIn app on your smartphone and look up 1077 The Pulse. So there we go. And so what was your week like? I mean, with this cold.
Well, this has been horrible. You know, the biggest thing it's the bitterness. You know, I was looking on the news the other day, and they're like, oh, well, it's going to be like, you know, 16 or 20 below with the wind chill factor. And, you know, it's really only like 2 degrees outside. I said, but it's that wind, that whipping wind that just tears right
it
through
It goes right
you.
Through you.
Oh, yeah.
Like right in the middle of you.
Yeah, and it dries you out. It's just horrible. But, you know, like I dress up in I have this big jacket with like flannel, and I look like, and I go walking outside.
Is that true, Maggie?
Yes. And I got my hat on, and, you know, and I dress up in my boots, and, you know, I got this old snowblower, so, but it still runs like a top, you know, so I crank it up and, you know, do the snow. And it really wasn't that heavy of a snow. It was just the act of getting out there and trying to clear everything. Of course, you don't want to get out there too early. You want to wait till all the snow's falling. So you're not doing it four times.
Right.
You know, And that's the biggest thing with me. I just, it's, you know, that's the part that drives me nuts, you know. So I want to make sure everybody can get out all right and everything. Right. So
it's a pain in the neck.
You know, but for us being teachers and stuff like that, I mean, they cancel school. So it's like I don't really, you know, have to. Like I stay home and I work, you know. So that's what I've been doing, you know, for this whole week with the
yeah,
whole
school. Right. Thing. That's yeah. true. Yeah. There's hardly been school.
Yeah. Well, they don't have school or they have like a 2-hour delay.
Right.
They had one of the times this week in Concord, I mean, they had a 2-hour delay because the buses wouldn't start.
Right. I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been horrible.
And then school. I mean, they canceled Thursday and Friday on Wednesday.
Yeah.
When
oh, yeah.
not even a drop of snow fell.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I get a kick out of? When we were younger, you know, there'd be blizzards and we'd be going to school.
It's so different. It's like right? you sit there and you look at it and you're like, come on, let's cancel.
Right.
Now it's like,
it never
it's like
did.
Canceled.
You know? It hardly did.
Oh, yeah.
Back when we were, you know, I'm of course older than you, a bit older than you, I will admit.
But it was still the same area, you know? So.
No, and it's true. It, you know, they and we walked to school.
Yeah.
These kids, they don't even walk the
uphills
block.
Both ways.
Right. It's true. It's true.
It did.
It's
yeah.
like crazy.
When I was a kid, I was a walker. So my school was like right around the corner. So it was like,
oh,
okay.
So you were the walker.
I was the walker.
Walkers in line now.
Oh, yeah.
Were you the first ones to leave or the last?
We were the first ones to leave.
Okay. All right.
We were the first ones to leave. So we had to get going, you know, so we had to make our time. But, you know, I'd like to, you know, we had our little paths and our ways home. But I look at today, in today's day and age, I mean, I was 10 years old. I mean, like these kids nowadays, they don't walk.
No.
They're not walkers if it's down the road. Have you
Forget
ever been
it.
Gotten behind a bus before nowadays?
Oh, I know. Oh,
they stop at every, I mean, we had to stop
right.
at the top of the road.
Stop at every driveway.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
There's one bus stop and
I
we
agree.
Had to walk like, you know, like 5 miles back,
yeah,
you know, so
it's true. And never thought anything of it, you know. I mean, that was just what we did.
She gets right off right in our driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just nice, you know. So
were you the era? I know I've talked about this before on the show, when mom used to save all the, well, this is when we ate this, but Wonder Bread
oh, yeah.
bags.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah. I was
now,
also...
Maggie's probably like, what is Wonder Bread, first of all?
Wonder Bread.
And what do you mean in the bags? Do you know what Wonder Bread is?
No.
See?
Toll grain, okay?
Andrew, do you know what Wonder Bread is?
Yes, I do, actually.
I've actually
heard a couple of commercials for Wonder Bread still.
Okay.
I still love Wonder Bread. I love making that sandwich, and then you bite into it, and it sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Remember? That's so true.
Oh, yeah.
I still
buy it, and my wife goes crazy. She's just like, why are you buying this? And I'm like, oh, come on.
You're awesome.
I love it.
You are always into all this stuff.
I love it. It sticks to the roof of your mouth. You got to put your
finger
in.
It does. You got to go,
yeah.
Oh, gosh. Especially when you had peanut butter on it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But what we used to do, because... when we were little, you know, mom used to always make us, you know, sandwiches. Oh, do you remember pimento loaf?
I didn't like it back then. You know, it's funny how your taste changes.
It's true, totally.
I would totally love that right now. Like olive loaf, pimento loaf, you know.
Bologna.
Oh, I love bologna. She likes bologna too.
Fried bologna, I like.
Oh, I like that,
you know,
yeah.
Grilled
yeah.
bologna, whatever, but no. So anyway, so we had a lot of sandwiches. So, you know, depending on how many kids in the... Anyway, the moms always saved the Wonder bags of that the bread was put in. And what we used to do with them, mom used to... We'd have our socks, and then you'd put the Wonder bags on over your feet, and it'd go up to, you know, usually your knees because you were little. And then you put your boots on so your feet didn't get wet.
So, you know the boots that I wear, like that. So I have the leather on the top and then the rubber on the bottom, and then I got the slip-in insoles, and so that's what we used to do. We used to put your feet in the Wonder bag and then pop them in there, and then you'd tie them up and go there. But I was also from the era of the moon boot. Remember that?
Yes.
Those are the greatest.
That's so funny. Maggie's looking at us like, what are you guys
Absolutely.
Talking about? Can you imagine putting bread bags on our feet? That's what our moms used to do.
That's kind of weird.
So your feet don't get wet, you know? It was good, so.
Now your snow pants just go over your boots.
That's true.
See?
Yeah.
See the what they did. It's, you know, I kind of like the Wonder Bread bags.
Yeah.
It's so funny when you talk to the kids. They're like, what?
Yeah, so freezing, then you're all bundled up. Like,
I don't know why I just thought of this. It just popped in my head. But we used to, when I was younger, we lived in Bedford. But not that even matters. But I think probably more so than Manchester, I'm not sure. But do you remember when certain towns, because they were so small, you only had, you'd pick up the phone and you just dial four digits?
Oh, no, no, I didn't. No.
3498. Like 2998.
I grew up in Western Massachusetts. So okay. Northampton, Springfield area. Yeah. So, but I still remember the era of the rotating phone
rotating
and stuff
phones.
Like that. Oh, absolutely.
They probably don't even know what that is.
No. No,
a record player. What the heck's a record? What's a record?
No. Oh, this. So this Christmas, I got my daughter a record player. So my older daughter.
To play records?
Oh, yeah.
Like records?
Yep. And you know, so we got her the record player, and we also got her, because, you know, and she just loves it. And then also I got her the Grease record.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
Oh, absolutely. So, but I still have a bunch of vinyl records back, you know, at my house, you know, so at, back home. And so my mother saved them all. And so we have them, you know, back home. I still have the Michael Jackson Thriller
That's
vinyl.
Awesome.
I have Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah,
I have all those, you know. So.
Now, so when they opened up the, I mean, did she want a record? Is this Maggie or?
No, this is my older daughter, Emma.
Okay.
Yeah, so. She did. She's a throwback kid.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that.
Except that you can also hook it up to Bluetooth as well.
Oh, it's not a record player.
But it also plays records.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
yeah.
So that is really cool. And you know what I saw in Michael's? I was in Michael's like before the holiday when my in-laws were here. My mother-in-law and I went, and I saw in Michael's they're selling, and I've kind of seen them a little bit, like typewriters, like that you clink, clink, you know, typewriters.
Oh, real typewriters?
You know what a typewriter is, right?
Yes.
Please tell me you do. Okay, phew. But, you know, you don't see those anymore.
No.
But they're starting to, they're selling them.
Yeah.
Weird.
A lot of this stuff is starting to come back. I mean, like the whole 80s and earlier, you know, eras are starting to come back and starting to be popular again. I mean, these guys both, like, we're driving around. I have Sirius Radio, you know, in my
too.
Car. And
love it.
So, and these guys listen to 80s radio. 80s and 90s radio, and I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, let's play this song. I'm like, I've heard this song so many times. I'm like, I can't take it. You know, shows that are coming back that my 14-year-old daughter's watching, like Friends.
Right.
Like, what are their shows?
The Office.
Oh, yeah.
The Office.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All these shows, and they start reruns, and I'm like, you know, all of a sudden I hear that Friends tune. I'm like, come on. I'm like, you know, I thought I got rid of this already, you know? So.
I know. Daryl was flipping the TV the other night, and all of a sudden I hear the voice, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Talk about a blast from the past. Carol O'Connor, All in the Family.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How could you miss his voice?
Oh, like, I love that show.
Yeah, that was so good.
If you take a look back at some of those shows, though, it's like, oh, you're like amazed at that they existed back then.
I know.
Like, you know, because they wouldn't have existed today, you know, so it's craziness. It's crazy.
It is.
So how was your last couple weeks?
Good. Actually, I've been on a life transformation journey. I'm not going to say the D word. I Michelle and I talked about that, and we're not going to say the D word, the four-letter D word, in case anybody's wondering, which I'm sure you're not. But yes, we started this new program, and it's called ChiroThin.
Yeah.
It's doctor supervised, and it's the, you know, there's a couple, you know, phases. The first phase obviously is the losing weight phase. And my friend Steve Freeman, the other one that kind of rotates the segment with you and Jay Phelps of Ancient Fire Meat and Cider, he's the one that told me about it. You see people, like I see you, you know,
yeah.
we talk
yeah.
and text and whatever. But then, you know, there could be weeks that I don't see you.
Yeah.
Well, Steve had mentioned that he was on a program, and, you know, okay. Then it was his turn to come on the show. And this is before Christmas now, like probably 3 weeks before Christmas. And he comes in here, and I hadn't seen him for a good 6 weeks, which now flies just like that. He came in here. Do you know Steve?
No, I haven't met him.
You don't?
Him. No. If I saw him, maybe I might have met him
maybe,
sometime. Yeah.
Maybe. So anyway, he came into the studio, and I looked at him, and I went, I was like, he looked like a little kid.
Really?
Like, he was so thin, and his face, he totally looked like a different person. And that's when he started telling me about the ChiroThin. And so Michelle and I inquired, and it's right in Manchester, and Dr. April Kaczynski is, you know, running it.
Yeah.
And she's a chiropractor, and there you go.
So a chiropractor is running a diet program? I don't
She is. It's doctor supervised. I'm not exactly sure what that whole correlation is. We're going to be having Dr. April on soon.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We can ask those questions. You can lose between 20 and 35 pounds in 6 weeks.
Really?
It is strict. I will tell you it's strict.
Yeah.
I am nearing the end. I'm at about 5 weeks,
yeah.
a little less than 5 weeks.
Absolutely.
And I have to tell you, I feel so good. And it's the first time also, because you have to log everything you eat. You're only eating twice a day,
really?
No snacking either. And, it's all about burning fats, the stored fat. You know, it raises your metabolism. There are drops that we take and AGGR, which also helps with metabolism and stuff. And so we have to log all of our food.
Yeah.
Now, whenever I've done that, I mean, I'm a rejoin of Weight Watchers, I don't know, 820 times or something. You know, every weight loss program out there, Nutrisystem, Jenny, I've done them all. I've done them all.
Oh,
they
I
come
have
out,
too.
Right?
Yeah.
See?
I did Atkins was my
Atkins too.
Crazy. Yeah.
You know, everything. And whenever, you know, and most of them say log your food so you can visually see what you're eating and, you know, mentally, psychologically, whatever, the reason that they have you do that. I have been doing it. Like, I've never, ever done that. That to me is like a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done that every day, log my food.
Yeah.
So for me, that's like a big thing, which sounds kind of crazy probably, but I am not, and she said, you're not going to be hungry. I'm like, how can you not be hungry?
Eating two
times a day and not snacking.
Yeah.
Like, seriously? Like, but I have to tell you. And there's also reasons you eat like between 12 noon and 8 o'clock. So when you're done eating at night, like, you know, it might not be 8 o'clock, it might be 7 or something. It's called a fasting stage.
Yeah.
Until she says, you know, between 12 and 16 hours, you want your body to fast.
Yeah.
And that's something that you would do in the next phase, which is like the maintenance phase. So, you know, it's kind of getting us ready for that. Right now, it's very limited. There's no carbs. I mean, basically, it's I'm not sure if it's different for men, but I know for Michelle and I, we have 4 ounces of protein, and there are veggies that you have to measure, and then there are a lot of free veggies, too, that you can have. A fruit, like a small fruit.
Yeah.
And you can also do flat-out bread. Have you ever heard of flat-out bread?
No. What is that?
Now, when I got it, I'm thinking, that is going to taste disgusting. Like, I don't usually like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just stop. Like,
I'm straight-up bread person,
like,
you know. Yeah.
I am, too. I mean, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Me, too. I could live on it. And it is so good.
Really?
But you know what? It wasn't good at the beginning. And now I'm like really liking it. Like, I cannot tell you how much I enjoy my food.
What is it made out of?
You know, honestly, I haven't even looked at the ingredients.
Yeah.
But it's low in carbs. One slice, and it's big, is 90 calories.
Yeah.
And one serving is half of it. So what I'll do is I won't have it at lunch, or I'll have the whole thing at lunch, because you can also have deli meat on this. I have it sliced thin, and 4 ounces of deli meat is a lot of meat. Like, I weigh it out every time.
You say that, and it's funny because I went to the doctor's one time, and he's like took my numbers and all that sort of stuff, and he goes, well, everything's perfect. You're just fat, you know. So he's like, you know, maybe you should go see a nutritionist. You know, someday it's gonna catch up to you. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. So I did. You know, and they say, okay, you know, you should eat,
like,
you know, protein is like a size of a deck of cards is 4 ounces. And so she took like a plate, you know, like one of those paper plates with like the three sections to it. She goes, one of these sections should be meat, the small one, and one should be, you know, starch, and the rest should be veggies. And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, okay. and I'm just laughing. But that's how they describe like your portion sizes should be eaten, you know, so.
Definitely. So this is pretty strict. It's pretty strict. And I have cheated a couple of times. We started before Christmas. I did that deliberately so that I wouldn't go crazy at, you know, during the holidays. But I did have a couple of slip ups, and it showed on the scale, and I got really mad at that. Michelle is ahead of me.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, ooh, but she's doing fantastic.
Well,
you guys
work out together and stuff too, right?
Well, on this program, you can't work out.
What?
Because it's low in calories.
That's my program.
Right. Only in the diet, only in the losing weight phase, not the D word, sorry. Only in the losing weight phase. You can walk. I do yoga on my Wii. I mean, you do want to have some activity like walking, but I haven't been walking outside. It's too cold. So I do have a Wii at home and I do use that. But Michelle has lost close to 20 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm at 16.
That's the biggest thing is picking something that works for you.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, so.
And the maintenance phase. And really, it's my friend Steve that came in, and I'm telling you, he looks like a different person. It's crazy.
I'm on the bread and pasta phase, and look at me. I've been eating for years, and I'm fine.
Have you ever tried the veggie pasta? It's like red lentil pasta, black bean pasta.
Oh yeah, I've tried some of those before. Which ones are you talking about?
I got them at Whole Foods, and you can all because of course they're expensive at Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah,
I bought one this was a while ago, a few months ago. We tried it at home, and it's 100% red lentil. They
oh,
make
really?
It into pa- it's.
Oh no, I haven't tried that. You know, I mean, I've tried infused pastas before.
No. Try it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it's delicious. They also have it at Market Basket for, you know, a quarter of the price.
Yeah.
So, I get it there, although I can't have that right now in the losing phase, but yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
You got to try that. It's really good.
Yeah, definitely. They're supposed to be, is there a Whole Foods moving into Concord?
I don't know.
Someone said that at one point in time. I don't know where I saw that, but.
I know Trader Joe's is coming to Bedford.
Bedford.
I'm very excited. Yeah. Do you like Trader Joe's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I get a kick out of in Bedford right now? You had Fresh Market, which I like Fresh Market.
Fresh Market's
good. It's small.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how they're going to do, though. I've been in a few times, and it's not the same as at the beginning, really.
I've been to the one in Portsmouth.
Okay.
And, you know, I like the fact, like, you know, because I'll do, I go around to high schools and I do demos and talk about school and stuff like that. And so I had a break and I went to the one in Portsmouth over by the movie theater. I mean, it was pretty good. You know, it's a little bit pricey and stuff like that.
It is.
But, you know, you're paying for, you know, getting all that sort of stuff. But it's, you know, I love markets like that, you know.
I do too. So the same one in Portsmouth, like, is there, because I've only been to this one in Bedford. Is it small like the one in Bedford?
No, it's actually pretty big.
Oh,
yeah, it was
okay.
Pretty big. I mean, it had like cash outs. Like you can go shopping there and stuff too. So there's like a little store attached
okay.
to it and things like that. Yeah. So,
okay.
So it was pretty good. Yeah.
But you have Fresh Market in Bedford. Right next door, literally, is Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And then right next door to that's going to be Trader Joe's.
Right in the same
I
area.
I don't get that.
I think
all within right there
competing with each other is what they're trying
kinda
to do.
Kind of crazy.
Trying to steal business, I guess.
Yeah. So. I don't know. Excuse me, sorry. For those listeners just tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. You are not hearing Michelle, my taste bud, because she's homesick. And in place of her, we have Chef Patrick here with his daughter, Chef Maggie. We're going to be hearing from her soon. And actually, it's time for us to take a break. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carolyn, Chef Patrick.
Yeah, does this make me one of the taste buds now?
It probably does.
I was thinking too on my way in here too. Wait, can I get in my own theme song? Every time I'm on, you know, that would be awesome. You know,
you could be our backup singer.
That's right. More cowbell, more cowbell. Ding, ding, ding.
You know, gosh.
So, how is your Christmas holidays?
My guestmas?
Your Christmas. My guest. How was your guestmas?
It was good. It was good. We it's different for us to be. Here we usually go away on Christmas, so it was the first one Daryl and I have spent at home for Christmas. But it was good. It was okay. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah,
but it was good. It was good.
Now, do you have a big family or?
Not really. Like Daryl's family's all down in South Carolina, which we visited them 2 weeks before Christmas. We went down for like a few days, and you know it's my mom actually this year for the first time, which is very different, was in Florida.
Oh, wow.
And my, so it's, you know, my dad, my brother, and my sister Although I didn't even see, I did see my dad because my brother hosted breakfast on Christmas Day in our PJs.
Oh, wow.
So we went to my brother's, Daryl and I, in our PJs with Sir Charles, our standard poodle, and we spent the day there. So that was fun. That was fun.
And yeah.
How about you?
It was pretty quiet. We stayed home. The night before, we usually go to my wife's aunt's house. Yeah,
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and we do. We do like a Yankee swap. We get presents for the kids, but we do a Yankee swap. This year we did. It's not a Yankee swap. This year we did something different. We had a sock, and everybody got a pair of socks, and then you put. We have like a $35 limit or whatever. You put whatever you can inside the sock. And then you go over and you put them in a pile and someone chooses a sock.
That is, I like that.
They were like Christmas knee-high socks. So they're really big socks that were like Christmas.
Nice fuzzy ones, you know, Christmassy socks. You
that's
know,
so. Yeah. fun.
So yeah, we went there. We did that, you know, and we just, you know, we had like, you know, dinner and
was
stuff like
that.
Was
dad's filled with food?
No,
mine was filled with nips, but it gets everything, you know, everything different, you know? So, but I also got, cause my birthday was before,
happy birthday.
Well, thank you. And your happy birthday to you. Cause I noticed it was yours too, but, I got this neat light bulb. So if you have one of those can light bulbs that are inside that you can screw inside.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got this neat light bulb that they got me, and you screw it inside there. Inside's a speaker, so it's a Wi-Fi or you know speaker that you could hook into or a Bluetooth.
So you
speaker.
Talk and it comes out of the light bulb.
Yeah, you can either make like little. You know, videos or something like that, or you can play like Pandora or anything else, and it comes out of the speaker, so it's up there. But not only you have a remote, and it changes colors.
It'll
do like strobe. It'll do like all sorts of stuff. So I got one of those. So I put one of those in one of the socks that I did. So I made like a little party theme. You know, so
it like turns to like the regular like standard light color, and so Mom likes to keep that on when we have those lights on because it turns on with other lights, and so I'm always like taking the remote and changing the color, and she's like, just leave it on the color that it's supposed to be on.
Yeah, so that was pretty neat. So that's what we did for Christmas. And then, so we did that, and then we went home, and my in-laws came over. They stayed overnight. The next morning we got up. We usually do. I made Bubble and Squeak. Okay, have you ever had Bubble and Squeak before?
No.
Oh,
it is
yeah.
So good.
So good. So what you do?
Bubble and Squeak.
It's an English dish, okay?
So I made French toast casserole.
Oh, well, we also do monkey bread too. So French toast casserole is awesome too. So Bubble and Squeak is you take your potatoes. I take Red Bliss potatoes. I roast them off. And then I take bacon, and sausage, all right? And I cook them off in like a big wok. And then I crack eggs in there. And then I put cheddar cheese. I put Parmesan cheese. I put a little bit of Swiss cheese in there. And you mix it all up, all right? And that's called Bubble and Squeak. It's so good.
It's like a breakfast stir fry.
That sounds really good.
Oh, yeah. It was. It was really good. So we did Bubble and Squeak. And we had that. We opened presents, and then we took off. My in-laws have a house in York Beach, Maine. So we went there, and we spent the night there, and did that whole sort of thing, and that was it.
Nice,
very nice. What about New Year's for you?
Nothing. You know, there was a lot going on at the diners, maintenance-wise, which I know you know how that goes restaurant business. And when one thing happens, it all happens.
It all happens, yeah.
So Daryl and my brother, they've been nonstop, literally even up until this week. And there's just been, you know, with the pipes and, all kinds of stuff happening. So I have been home sewing. That's what I do. My thing is I sew.
Oh, wow.
And so I literally, we were home. He was out at one of the diners on New Year's Eve. I'm trying to think. Well, anyway, and then he came home like 7 or 8 at night, and then we went to bed.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch the ball drop or nothing. I, you know, read a little. And
we have a tradition every year with our neighbors. So we have a great
because you have it in a cul-de-sac, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like a half. It's like
it must
a,
be
a
like
horseshoe.
The party cul-de-sac of Concord. Or
there's
something.
All the kids are Maggie's age. You know, all the dads and moms are same age. So we have good friends across the way. And every year we started this. You know, last year we rent a limo, and then the kids stay home. And, you know, they decorated my cellar. I have like a whole finished cellar. They decorated it up like crazy, and you know, we got them all party favors and all that sort of stuff. We got in the limo and we went down to Technique down in Bedford.
I remember seeing that picture.
Yeah. And
of all
so,
you guys.
Yep. So we had dinner there. Then we come back, and then the girls take all the kids and they go through the bright lights over at the racetrack. Inside the limo, and then come back, and then we'll you know, do the whole New Year's.
We really just do that so we can just have like a long ride in the limo, because we only get to go in a limo once a year. So like,
and they got the
that's pretty cool.
They got the champagne glasses with their you know with their sparkling cider, you know. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we started that, and we do that every year. So we'll see what's going on next year. My oldest daughter's getting older. She wants to start doing stuff with her friends.
Yeah,
so.
That's what happens.
Oh yeah, you know. So it's gonna ruin my world. You know, no more fun for me. You know. So
well, let me see here. Let's see what we have to what today's. Where did I write it on here? Oh my gosh. Well, you know what's coming up? The 15th annual Winter Wine Spectacular.
Where is that at?
Wine Week. It is January 25th, but I believe Wine Week, like this January 25th, I believe is a Thursday. Wine Week is that whole entire week where lots of places in New Hampshire have all kinds of specials on wines. And
oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
It's at the Radisson.
Yeah.
It's put on by Easter Seals.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not sure if it's put on by Easter Seals or the proceeds go to Easter Seals. That's probably... One of those two, but I'm trying to. Where was my?
Are you?
Right here. Food holiday today. Did you see what the food holiday was today?
Nope.
And I love this. Oh my gosh, it's tempura day.
Oh, tempura. Yeah.
Oh, pora.
Well, I say tempura.
Tempura.
You know, it's probably tempura.
Tempura.
You're probably right.
Tempura. Yeah.
I'm not actually the master of the language, you know.
Well, but you are of what it is, though. I get a kick out of this. It's Tempura Day and Diet Resolution Day.
It's an oxymoron right there. You know?
How do those go together? You know, that's kind of funny. And I always like to look at what happened today back in 1789 today. It was the first presidential election was held.
Oh, really?
In 1789. That's kind of cool. And in 1896, the Boston Cooking School cookbook published their first book, and it was known later as the Fanny Farmer cookbook.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Remember Fanny Farmer?
I do remember that. Yeah.
That is funny. And in 1947, on this day, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was number one on the pop charts.
Wow. My favorite.
And in 1908, Procter & Gamble registered Ivory soap.
Ivory soap, huh?
I don't like Ivory soap. Ivory soap, I feel like I have this like film on me.
I use Dove. That's what we use.
Yeah.
It's like...
I don't use it, but I do like Dove. You know? Yeah, I do like Dove. Daryl's not he doesn't like bars of soap.
No.
I have to have bar soap. No. He does not, he likes the, you know, the pump thing.
Oh yeah. It's got the loofah.
Yeah. I don't like that. I have to have my bar soap.
We barely have like body wash, but like when we do, I'll use it, but I also have to go like back with the bar soap. I can't just use that. I have to use the bar soap.
I agree. I am with you, Maggie. I totally agree.
Absolutely. So.
I totally agree. And another thing I was reading, and you know, I can't wait. Steve Freeman's on the show next week. And a little bit of donut history. Did you know that the jelly donut was actually, jelly donuts is a Hanukkah tradition?
It is?
Really? It is.
Huh.
It was it was called back way back Sufganiyot.
Oh, yeah, Sufgani. I've had that several times. Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, because you know what? When I was literally writing this morning, I'm like, Chef Patrick's going to know what this is.
No, not at all. It was a Jewish...
Yes. It was all part of the Hanukkah tradition. So we'll have to ask Steve next week about that.
I worked in a Hasidic Jewish deli in Providence, Rhode Island. It was really like... It was like hard to cook in. They had two ovens. They had a parv oven, and you know they had a meat oven and a parv oven. And it was like the rabbi would come in and he would steam clean everything. You know, of course everything was color coded.
Right. Like everything you can't mix the meats with the.
That's right.
So, I was a nanny for a Jewish family.
Oh yeah. So I mean, I've done
two
seders
of everything
and,
in their kitchen.
Oh yeah. So the guy that owned this place had two of everything, two ovens, everything. And I did a seder for him and I had to burn the egg and all that sort of thing. But it was just like, it was crazy. It just crazy how you did it. This place didn't even put, if you had a, it was great deli. It was like a New York style deli. The biggest thing that I loved there was their knishes. They had potato and cheese knishes. And they get them from New York and you'd bake them off and they'd just be fantastic. They had spinach knishes.
Mm.
Oh, it was fantastic. But it was like, this was so hardcore that they wouldn't even put cheese on your sandwich.
Yeah,
you can't. Yeah. So, but some of the
but even at the deli, you're saying, wow.
Oh yeah. So I mean, like we would boil off, like they'd have cow tongue, like, you know, I take a big tongue and we'd boil it off and you'd have to peel the outside and then you'd slice it. So the weirdest sandwich I ever had coming in there was a rye bread. We had cow tongue with liverwurst. And mayonnaise and mustard.
No, you can't eat those.
I know, right?
Absolutely. So
liverwurst was another thing Mom used to make us.
Oh,
I used to trade on that day.
Oh yeah. So it was chopped liver, liverwurst, or whatever it was, and it was just
See, now I love chopped liver.
I can't eat it. I had to...
Oh, I love it.
I think it tastes like soap.
Liver and onions.
Oh no,
I have it at the diner. I love it.
I never got around to doing it. I've cooked it several times, but do you serve that often over at the diner?
At the diner?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we serve tons of liver and onions.
Really?
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Oh, so.
And that's where I'll have it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so good. I used to hate that as a kid.
Oh yeah. I had a kielbasa omelet there. Fantastic.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you guys had a great kielbasa there. So
good.
But yeah, so it's funny. You look at some of the holidays and some of the traditions and things like that, you know.
I know. It's crazy.
It's funny what people eat, you know, so.
Wow, the hour is like flying by. We need to go on a break again. And when we come back, we're going to ask Chef Maggie what she prepared for us for you guys to eat, because Carol is on the Cairo thin with Dr. April Kaczynski. So stay tuned, listeners. You are listening to Food for Thought with Carol Michelle. Michelle is homesick. She has the flu. Chef Patrick and Chef Maggie are in for her today, doing a great job, by the way. And we're going to speak with Chef Maggie when we come back. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle, although Carol is in the house. It's Michelle that's not in the house. Poor Michelle is home and has the flu. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Oh, it's been going around like crazy.
I know. Awful. Her mom had it, her dad, along with pneumonia. She's been all out. So Chef Patrick and Chef Maggie is in the house. And Chef Maggie came in today and brought food. Of course, normally I love when everybody brings food in, Michelle and I both. What did you make for us? Because I know it smells like crazy in here, crazy good.
I made a frittata.
A frittata?
Yes,
a frittata. You know how to make frittata.
Darling, a frittata.
I
know, listen, it's not, wait a minute now. Frittata, isn't that like is it the same as a quiche?
No, a quiche has crust, and a frittata has no crust. It just has a layer of cheese on top.
Okay, I did not know that.
So how did you make your frittata?
Well, I made up my own recipe for a quiche first, but then you can just do the whole thing for quiche. Just don't make your crust.
So, but what did you put in? So
yeah, what's in?
Explain the process. Yeah,
the base is an egg. So,
A bowl. You start with a bowl.
Yes, you start with a bowl with eggs. Of course, usually I do two eggs, but of course, there's a lot more people, so we did more, and eggs, and you put in some garlic for more flavor, and heavy cream for texture, and cheese because cheese is also one of the more
What kinds of cheeses did you put in there?
Parmesan and cheddar, sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And we had also you put like your vegetables in it, which are also like
today
some
we
of
did
the
tomato and spinach, right?
Yes, tomato and spinach.
Mm. Yeah. And then you also put what mayonnaise in there?
Mayonnaise that also gives it more of a texture.
So what?
Seriously?
Oh yeah. So here's
seriously.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like a tablespoon of it. Or
just like two spoonfuls.
So here's my thing. This is why I brought Maggie on, because you know I have a big thing right now that I you know like I want people to get out there and teach kids how to cook. You know, I start going around and I talk to high schools and stuff like that. You know, I want to get people into our industry. I want to get
right.
I think you should teach them young so that they at least what you're going to do is have a skill. You know, when you start
exactly.
teaching somebody. So, you know, I started teaching her, you know, younger than this, but she started.
And Emma seems to not have any interest.
No.
Right.
No. When this she was in the fourth grade, she tried to make muffins and they tasted like rubber.
I love it.
So I started her, you know, young, you know, as far as cooking, and she just picked it up. And so she gets into it. She's got the cooking bug.
So let's go back to the mayo.
Yeah. So the mayo. I taught her how to put mayo in there. So the whole point with mayo that I started doing is people were asking for, like, you could use a frittata or a quiche, and it could be vegan, you know, because it's an egg dish and stuff like that. But what people, with vegans, they can't have the cream, you know, or the dairy or whatever, you know, however they cook. So instead of putting the dairy in, you put mayonnaise in there. So for over years, I started making that batter, that filling, with just the mayo. And then all of a sudden, I started adding the cheese into it, and I added the mayo because the mayo made it taste really, really good. And then you add the heavy cream into it on top of it, and then all of a sudden, it comes out fantastic.
You don't taste mayonnaise. If you don't like mayonnaise, you would never know mayonnaise is in there. It gives
exactly.
it texture.
Yeah,
it
gives it texture.
Listen to you. I am impressed. Now, does that go with, I'm not sure who to direct this to. I think maybe Chef
That's
Maggie.
Her, yeah.
Like, is it just with quiches? Or, like, when else would you add mayonnaise to for the texture like that?
There's like, actually, like, a million things you'd add mayonnaise to. Like, have you ever had, like, fruit dip before? That, like, a dip, like, you dip your fruit and it's, like, sweet and white?
Yes.
Its base is mayonnaise.
Really?
Yep, some of the bases are mayonnaise.
Have
you ever had a cake? Before with mayonnaise?
Well, my mom used to make mayonnaise cake.
Yep.
That's the one thing I was thinking of. And that's really the only thing I thought went into, like, you know, like I never heard of it, but it's really good.
It just,
and it's
like,
very moist.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you think about what mayonnaise is, all mayonnaise is eggs and oil and then vinegar and things like that. So once you think about the aspects of mayonnaise, all it is just, it's moisturizing, you know, so.
Lots of people don't like mayonnaise, lots of people do, but either way, you never really taste it.
Right. For someone that says, I don't like mayo, they're not going to really know. It just helps with the texture. And
my aunt for the longest time loved the dipping sauce for the fruit, and then finally, like, she found out I had mayonnaise in it. She's like, it has mayonnaise in it. She absolutely hates it. She stopped eating it, even though she couldn't taste it.
So it was all in her head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
My brother hates mayonnaise. So that used to be my brother. I have an older brother, and, you know, of course, you know, older siblings, and, you know, we used to get to fighting and stuff like that. And he, you know, for years would be, you know, the bigger kid and get the best of me. So that was my chase back, as I would chase him down with a bottle of squirt mayonnaise. I used to put it underneath his car handle and everything else. then I'd run.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's awesome.
So that was his kryptonite, you know. So.
That is awesome.
But what else did you bring, Maggie?
We also made cupcakes, chocolate cupcakes with a cream cheese frosting.
Ooh.
Cream cheese and like powdered sugar.
What are they stuffed with?
Raspberry jam.
And I do have videos of her cooking this, just to show you that that it wasn't mom and dad.
Well, you should
that
send
that
to me, and I'll put it on Food for Thought.
Absolutely.
Would be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be great, which we should remind listeners that you can go to foodforthoughtnh.com if you want to listen to any past shows. If you have a recipe that, you know, you might have heard, you can go back to that, foodforthoughtnh.com, or you can, we're also on Facebook at Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle, so...
So we started, you know, getting her, you know, to cook young, and then at the same time, like last year, I would go into her classes, and I would cook for the fourth and fifth grade students.
That is so cool. Yeah.
Third, fourth.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And
you know what? We're at the top of the hour. You're here the whole rest of the show, so we're gonna get you back on. We're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We have we are gonna hear from Corey of Mitchell's Salsa. We're gonna hear from Dad. And we're also going to talk about one of the top five costly kitchen mistakes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.